Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out on anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham, for the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost."
Well, good morning, everyone. Great to be here with you. And thank you, William, for reading that Bible reading. And if you've got a Bible which you have somewhere near you, it might be worth turning to it. And whatever age you are, because there's a little prize I've got for really good readers. So it's page 1053. So turn to page 1053. And I'm going to ask you to really put your brain to work in just a second. So while you're finding the page number, so, everyone got it? Yep. When I was little, ages ago, there was a children's program called Sesame Street. And each episode had a different letter of the alphabet as its theme letter. I don't remember, some people remember that. So the episode would begin, "This episode is brought to you with the letter A or B or C or whatever." Just earlier, we had Colin's notice about the church weekend away. That notice was brought to you with the letter F, you may have noticed. Friends, fellowship, fun, family. Well, I've got something similar this morning with our reading. Because this reading is brought to you with the letter S. And you may not have noticed, but there are a lot of significant words in this passage with S. You've got your Bible there, the story of Zacchaeus, and I've got a small prize for the first person. Perhaps we'll let the children have a sort of first go, who can tell me how many words beginning with S there are in the passage. And if there's the same word that appears twice, you count that twice. So I'm going to let you count. Small prize for the first person who can tell me how many words beginning with S, there are in the passage. Oh, it's a nice hush, isn't it? Put your hand up when you think you know the answer. I can see some people over there. Desperately can't. Have they got enough fingers? If you haven't got enough fingers, then borrow your parents' fingers or take your socks off, count your toes. Anyone think they've got there yet? Oh, a hand here. How many? 10. Well, that's a good number, isn't it? 10. Do you know there's even more than 10? Thank you for being our first guesser. In fact, for being the first guesser, I'm going to give you a little prize for being bold enough for the first go. Okay. Right, I saw a hand up there. I think it was Clara, is that right? How many? Sorry? Not 12? Over there?
18.
Not 18? 19. Benjamin, 19. Have a lollipop. Oh, have you got it? Well done, Benjamin. I think he was the first to shout it out. Well done, Benjamin. 19 words beginning with S. Believe me, don't count to check. In fact, here they are on the screen behind me. See, short, sycamore, see, since, spot, said, stay, so, saw, sinner, stood, said, salvation, son of Abraham, son of man, seek and save. Now I wonder, if anyone thinks they could tell the whole of the story of Zacchaeus just using these 19 words as a prompt. That's a really big ask, isn't it? I don't think they could do that. Shall I have a go? I'll have a go, okay? So I haven't got a Bible on me. So there was a man called Zacchaeus. Jesus was passing through his town in Jericho, and he wanted to see Jesus. But he was a short man, so he climbed a sycamore fig tree so that he might see Jesus. Since Jesus was passing his way through the town, do check this in the Bibles if I'm somewhere at a spot. When Jesus got to the spot, he looked up and he said to Zacchaeus, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately from the tree. I want to stay at your house." So Zacchaeus came down from the tree and welcomed him to his house gladly. When the crowd saw this, they grumbled to themselves and said, "This man is a sinner. How can Jesus stay at his house?" But Zacchaeus stood up and said, what did he say? "Lord," I can't remember exactly what he said, "but I'm going to give back all the money that I've stolen. And if I've cheated anyone, I'll give it back four times, and I'll give half of my possessions to the poor." Then Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, for this man too is a son of Abraham, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost." Was there somewhere there? Yes, thank you. It's easy. I've spent longer looking at this passage, of course, than you just have. So many S's. That tells the story of the short man who wanted to see Jesus, who climbed a sycamore tree, and so on. Now, let me, so you can put the slide down now. Thank you, Hannah. Let me tell you about Zacchaeus from the Bible passage, because I want to just spend a few minutes thinking about him. What do we know about Zacchaeus? Well, Zacchaeus was a little man. He was short. That's why he had to climb up a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus when he came to town. Some of you here might be tall. Maybe you're the tallest in your class if you're at school. Some of you might be short. Maybe you're short for your age. Some of you might be the shortest in your class or the shortest in your family. Zacchaeus was short. He was a little man. There's Zacchaeus. But there's something else about Zacchaeus that the Bible tells us. Zacchaeus was a little man, but he had a big problem. Zacchaeus was a little man, but he had a big problem. He didn't have many friends. He didn't have many friends because he was a tax collector. In fact, he was a chief tax collector. And as chief tax collector, he used to take people's money and keep some of it for himself. That meant he was a thief and he was rich. He had lots of money, but no friends. And do you know what the people said about him, about Zacchaeus? They said, one of the S's, "Zacchaeus is a sinner, a bad person." And you know, Zacchaeus was a bad person. He did wrong things. He didn't live the way that God wanted him to. Zacchaeus' big problem was his little word, big problem. Zacchaeus' big problem was his sin. Sin is the wrong things that we do to other people and the wrong things that we do when we don't listen to God. Zacchaeus wasn't friends with people, and he wasn't friends with God. Zacchaeus was a little man with a big problem, and the big problem was his sin. And you know, we are all like Zacchaeus. Whether we're short or tall or big or small, we all have a big problem. We do wrong things. We may not have stolen lots of money and made ourselves rich, but we do wrong things. We say things that hurt people. We do things that hurt people. We don't love other people as we should. We don't love God and listen to him as we should. Just like Zacchaeus, we have a big problem, and it's called sin, the wrong things that we do. But let me tell you some great news. Zacchaeus was a little man. There he is again. He was short. And Jesus was coming to town, and Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus. He'd heard some amazing things about what Jesus had been doing, things that only God could do, feeding 5,000, healing the sick. Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus, so he climbed a sycamore tree. He knew that Jesus wouldn't want to see him. He was a sinner, a bad man. He didn't have any friends. Jesus wouldn't want to see Zacchaeus, but from the tree, Zacchaeus would be able to see Jesus. And do you remember what happened? Jesus walked up to the tree, up to the spot, and he looked up, and he said, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I want to stay at your house today." And Zacchaeus was amazed. He could not believe it. Jesus wanted to be friends with him, to come to his house, to eat a meal with him. Zacchaeus was a little man, but now he had a big friend. Everyone was appalled. They grumbled and they complained. Zacchaeus is a sinner. Surely Jesus doesn't want to be friends with him. And Zacchaeus didn't listen to them. He invited Jesus to his house. He said sorry for all the things that he'd stolen over the years. He said he'd pay back 4 times if he cheated anyone. Zacchaeus' life was changed completely. Zacchaeus was a little man with a big friend. And that friend was Jesus. And you know, we're all like Zacchaeus. Whether we're short or tall, or big or small, we all have a big problem. It's sin, the wrong things that we do. But we can all have a big friend, Jesus. Jesus came to be friends with us. He came to find people like us, people who do wrong things. He came to be friends with us, not because we're so good. He came to be friends with us even though we're not very good. We're people who do wrong things, like Zacchaeus and me and you. Do you remember what Jesus was doing when he came to Zacchaeus' town in Jericho? He was on a journey to Jerusalem. And after he stayed at Zacchaeus' house, he left Jericho and he carried on to Jerusalem And 10 days later, he died on a cross. And on the cross, he died for our big problem, our sin. He took the punishment on the cross for our sin, the wrongs that you do, that I do, that Zacchaeus had done, so that we could be friends with him, friends with God. And isn't it amazing that 10 days before he died, just 10 days, not long left of Jesus' life, 10 days before he died, Jesus chose to spend one day with Zacchaeus, a tax collector and a sinner. He chose to be his friend. Because Jesus came to be friends with sinners, to sort out our big problem. He came to be friends with you and me, just like he came to be friends with Zacchaeus. So today, Jesus says to us, just like he said to Zacchaeus, I want to stay at your house. I want to come into your life. Every area of your life, you're going to need to change some things, just like Zacchaeus changed a lot of things. But I want to stay. So come down out of that tree, or whatever it is that you've been doing to hide from me. You've got a big problem, and I have come to sort it out. I've come to stay with you. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, we thank you for this amazing little story of this little man with a big problem. And yet we thank you that however big his problem was, you were a bigger friend. We thank you that you died on the cross for our sins. We thank you that we can know you. We thank you that you desire to come into our lives, every area of our lives, that we might know you, that we might live with you, we might live for you. Help us to open ourselves to you in your name. Amen.